Kyle, what a lovely show that was.
What a lovely show.
And honest to goodness, the Gamescom topic was huge. I did not expect it to run about 40 minutes, but there was a lot to talk about. A lot of topics within topics on that episode.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. I start a new job tomorrow.
Yes, you do. Congratulations once again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very nervous. This one's like the orientation. So like I'm walking in at around like 9:30 with a coffee in hand. They'll tell me about, you know, wear a sweater when it's cold.
Get to meet like all the other teachers.
Yeah. Don't call the kids by number. Call them by their names. I'm like, but what if seven's being a real dingus? What do I do?
What if seven's being a real dingus?
Yeah, what are the people dingus man. About
Shout
it?
Shout out to number seven. You're a real one.
So, ask what, not why. Mr. Jose Jimenez writes. And I want to say the comment beforehand. He says, same, I honestly like hearing more about your guys' life versus video games. Oh. But that is likely because I'm a therapist. I'm always intrigued with people's lives and stories. My story isn't that interesting. I can guarantee you that, good sir. But they ask, I've graced you with an empowerment question, but alas, here we are. What is something that I may need to cut back on or bring more into balance to better my life? As always, you two are amazing, beautiful human beings. Right back at you. Who deserve only the best in life.
Thanks, Jose.
Right back at you. And you start a new job. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What do I need to cut out or put in?
I mean, I know the answer. I just don't know if I'm strong enough to do it.
What is it?
I need to cut it back on, honestly, playing video games.
How dare you?
It's a weird thing to say because I love doing it and whatnot, but...
Ooh, I hit my mic. Apologies.
It's not helping in the carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
I think building this desk made it worse. Like, it's real bad. I'm going to go see the doctor soon because it is affecting me every single minute of the day.
Yeah. You ice it?
Ice it. I have compression gloves, which I was wearing during the episode and whatnot.
It's good that we're going to have Cognito on next week because he was actually talking about this on Defining Duke of what he does. Because I believe he shared that he has, I forget where, but rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah. And my mom has it real bad, so eventually it will... The genes are, we share the same genes, so I'm going to basically suffer the same thing.
Yeah. So, like, for the one thing that I've heard works well, it starts with a T. Oh, my God.
Turmeric?
Turmeric. There you go. Turmeric pills. Less red meat, inflammation. That worked for me. Once I really cut, like, I don't eat red meat much, and, like, my wrists are bad. Again, I've made the clicky noises with my wrists. But... It's really helped my carpal tunnel in a major way, for sure. But
But the reason why I say cut back on video games is because that's literally when I'm home, I sit on the couch all day and I'm either playing games or I'm watching stuff on my TV. So if I cut back on that, that's more time that I'm more active and I can already feel it's been 5 days since camp ended.
Yeah.
Where I was like up on my feet and walking around and moving and up and downstairs a whole bunch. I can already feel me being a little bit more sluggish because I've done nothing but sit.
Sure.
So if I just cut back a little bit, I'd like maybe an hour a day of not playing game and being outside and doing something.
I got a note to Cognito here. Again, that one episode, Defining Duke, really, I was like, when I have him on, I got a lot to talk with him about. He's talking about chairs. He's talking about things you put on the desk to help your wrists. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I need this. This is how you know you're getting old. I need things to make my bones crack less.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But he said something, because, you know, Cognito's a fit dude. And he says something, because I'm like, they're like, how do you balance, you know, your fitness with games? And he says he makes it so that he earns his gameplay. It doesn't just happen. He needs to work for it. And I really like that mentality. And that's something that I actually want to start doing. I started today where I'm just like, okay, so I'm going to have an hour right here where I'm just going to swim laps. And they're not going to be great, but I'm going to try my best to swim them. And when I can't any longer because my arms get tired, I'm going to just walk. And it's going to help my joints out, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'll earn a bit of gameplay. That's what I want to start putting in my life, because you're totally right. We're both big dudes. We gotta lessen it up on the intake and more of the outtake. You know what I mean? Absolutely. So hashtag poop more. That's
hey, have you heard of this toxic poop?
Oh God, that damn ad on YouTube. You guy with the goddamn beard. I don't trust you, you shifty looking son of a gun. Here's the thing. Don't give me health advice if you're in your sweats. If you're in loungewear, don't come to me about fitness. Okay? You don't earn it. All right, guy, about the toxic poop. That said, yeah, that's the thing that I've started doing, is like earn it. What's something that you need, I guess, more in your life, Kyle, to lead to a better balance?
Something I need more?
Yeah, because you said something you need to take out. So
you need
to take a little bit of gameplay out. What's more in your life?
It's a tough question.
Right?
My mind goes in several places. I mean, one is like not possible at the current moment.
Right.
Just like getting out of this house more is something that I 100% need.
Yeah.
But with, you know, everything still going on, it's increasingly more difficult.
Yeah.
I need more basically just like social interaction with Fair. Other outside people. Even like talking to women that I find attractive, okay, and getting some confidence in myself and whatnot, because it's been the fear of living alone for the rest of your life has been creeping in more constantly and more as I get older
with COVID as well.
So like, yeah, it's just,
well, it's gonna last at least 5 to 10 years, and
yeah, man, you know. Exactly. I'll be 44.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'll be 44 in 10 years.
Don't get existential now.
But yeah, I just need more like social interaction, like face to face, because I loved getting to see people 2 Saturdays ago when I went to the city. We did like a 6-1 indie kind of thing in NYC. And I got to hug people again. I got to hug Catherine, one of the best hugs I've had in a very long time.
She's great.
And I felt the love, and I missed it. Did you meet her so wife? Much. No, but I've met Shannon before.
I love Shannon.
Shannon's great. I found myself, though, still, because it's been such a long time, of like checking my phone with all these people in front of me. Because I've a year and a half of staying here, and the only interaction I have is through a screen.
Yeah.
So it's, again, it's that whole relearning thing. This whole fucking pandemic has really fucked things up, Joe. It really, truly has.
Yes.
Even like with summer camp, like I was secluded by myself, rarely interacted with other counselors. I just had kids question. And stuff.
Did you have any like clusters any scares?
Yeah, there were a couple of kids saying they didn't feel good, and then they had to move everyone down to a different room and basically spray down the entire room and whatnot. Yeah. Thankfully, they were all negative. And
you had to spray down a kid as well?
Absolutely, like all the time. I just do that for fun.
Take this, number 9.
Don't get back in line, 22.
Exactly. Mr. Stevenson, you can't spray the kids like they're cats.
But it was it was wild, because
you gotta aim for their eyes. It's the only way they're gonna learn, if you aim for the eyes.
The protocol was, we can't force the kids to wear masks.
We
can strongly encourage it, but if the parents tell my supervisor, the supervisors when they drop off, like, hey, my kid's not wearing it, we have to abide by that.
Yeah.
And so there were a lot of kids that were not wearing masks in my room. And
here's the thing.
Everywhere.
I wanted to say this on the main show. Okay. This is not Joseph. Here's my virtue signal. Here's my podium. Here's my leftist crazy ideas. Here's my quote from AOC. I want to just take this as a non-political statement, okay? I'm not talking about Rand Paul, all right, and how his hair looks like weird spaghetti. I'm not here to talk about that, all right? I'm not here to talk about how Ted Cruz looks like an out-of-shape Batman villain. Not here to talk about that. What I'm here to talk about, you need to get vaccinated. You need to wear your goddamn mask. Mm-hmm. Not because I like you or that I personally care about you, people that don't want to wear them, people that don't want to get vaccinated. I love everybody here in this community, by the way. Those people, I don't care. I don't care. You could say this sucks and it's dumb and my freedom. I don't care about your freedom. You want to know what I care about, Kyle?
What?
And here's where I get on my pedestal.
Yeah.
I care about watching Spider-Man. Far, was it? Far
no
from
way home.
No Way Home. No Way Home on December 17th, 2021.
Yeah.
In a theater packed with people and us gasping. Gasping when we see Doc Ock. Gasping when we see, you know, Green Goblin. Toby and the other guy.
Not to take away from Jose's question, but there are so many things I want to talk about the Spider-Man trailer.
Right? That's what I need more in my life. Spider-Man. So just do it. Just do it. And if...
Yeah, man.
Just do it. Okay? Magnets. I've become a magnet. Oh, so you're telling me I become Magneto? A childhood dream? Fine. Oh, I can't pass a metal detector because I'll zip, zap, zoop. Fine. Give me a superpower.
My favorite, I've seen a couple
of videos. Let me see Spider-Man.
I've seen a couple of videos of them like talking about like past illnesses and whatnot. Like tuberculosis was one. I was watching like some haunted show, like paranormal show. And I'm like, yeah, TB was really bad. And then we found the cure and everyone got the vaccine and then it just kind of went away. Isn't that wild? And they like deadpanned into the camera. I'm like, yeah, wild. Not that hard. And look at how we turned out. We're okay. Everything's okay. Yeah. Just get the fucking shot.
It's what happens. Well, half the population has gotten it. No side effects. So you're going to be fine. Okay.
Yeah.
What if it turns me into half alligator, half person, half machine? Cool. Dope. Cool story.
Yeah.
All right. That said, COVID has taken some of my memories, right? And we were driving down the highway, okay? And my brother's like, oh, remember this is the stop where you and Amy almost died because the car stalled while you were merging on the highway?
Oh, no.
And then literally, as my brother said that, all the memories hit me of that terrifying moment, me in the car going,
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So get them or else you'll relive very traumatic memories in your head.
Or you won't live at all.
That too.
Just go get the fucking vaccine.
Just get it. I just want to go to the movies again.
I want to be able to go
if you want
somewhere and record a podcast with Joe in person.
Yeah.
Safely.
And if afterwards you want to run into traffic, be my guest. You want to go dive into a wood chipper? Yeah. Go for it, man. For freedom or whatever. Just let me see a Spider-Man.
That's all.
All right.
That's all.
Just do it. What do you got to lose? Nothing. It's literally free. Is it like, are you afraid of needles? Is this it?
Yeah, I don't know. A couple things about the Spider-Man trailer. Yes. One, that last scene, right? Of spoilers for the trailer. You should watch it because it's fucking amazing. That last scene where Doc Ock says, hello, Peter. And then it's Tom Holland with the suit going up.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Tom Holland in that scene.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's talking to Toby.
I think so, too.
And even that shot with Tom on the car, I don't think that's Tom. I think that's a different Spider-Man.
I think that's a different suit. I think the one where he pans with the Iron Spider suit, where
it's turns not around, the Iron Spider suit.
That's not the Iron Spider suit. And there is obviously two huge gaps of space.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely.
Also.
Yeah.
Wild theory.
Uh-huh.
wild theory I just saw on Twitter, because you know me, after show I'm on Twitter seeing anything we missed, that Peter in that Doctor Strange scene is actually Mephisto playing a trick on Doctor Strange to unleash the multiverses. Because again, there's that scene where he's walking into school, and on the sign behind him it says the devil is in disguise, and it's Tom Holland as the devil. I'm like, that'd be kind of interesting, because from what I've heard, the that event in comics is called One More Day.
Okay.
Where Peter basically wants to bring, I believe, Aunt May back.
Okay.
But in doing so, his marriage with MJ and everything about MJ goes away forever.
Oh, shit.
And it's with Mephisto is the one that makes that he did that deal with him or something like that. So this could be a way of like switching it up.
The old switcheroo.
Just give me Spider-Man.
Green Goblin again.
If Kevin Feige is this smart, God, I love you so much, Kevin Feige, if you did this on purpose. But in WandaVision, the first episode, we're like, why is our heart on the calendar? It was August 23rd. We got the Spider-Man trailer on August 23rd.
No, that has to be coincidence. I don't
know. No, Joe, there's no way. A movie about multiverses? WandaVision, that's basically our own pocket reality, and Loki, like, come on, everything's intertwined. Kevin Feige's a goddamn.
If there's any man I want to kiss right on the mouth, it's Kevin Feige for giving me the MCU.
Oh my God. I would love to just sit down and ask him just one question. It's kind of like the thing, if aliens were real, what would you ask him? No, I would just want to sit down with Kevin.
Oh, you know what? Okay. If I could ask Kevin Feige a question, it'd be like, so what are you doing about that Star Wars you're making?
Kevin Feige's doing a Star Wars?
Yeah, Kevin Feige's doing a Star Wars. He's producing a Star Wars. So what are you doing there, Feige? Are you, this daddy wants to know.
Another just really quick.
Also, can it be a fat stormtrooper?
Going back to Spidey real quick. There was a thing, I think, in Far From Home at the end. One of the Spider-Man movies, he's swinging past a construction site, like the old Avengers Tower. And at the bottom, it says like the stages of construction, like first step, second step, third step. The fourth step is open with a question mark. Like Fantastic Four. Like that, the Avengers Tower is going to be the Baxter Building.
That could be it. Baxter or Oscorp. Okay. What was I gonna
say? Kevin Feige, you're amazing.
You're a genius.
Thank God you exist and you took
over.
Thank
God, man. Thank God for you. God. And I walked away from that trailer going, God is real. First off, I watched that trailer. I was screaming the whole way because I turned to look at Twitter. It's PlayStation's tweet. It's like, here's Spider-Man. I was like, oh, the synergy. And I watched it. I started yelling. And then immediately I was screaming my brother's name. I was like, Dan, open the door. My mother's like, Joe, is everything all right? Like, she's thinking I'm having a panic attack or something. I'm running down the stairs. I'm like, it's Spider-Man. I almost fell down the fucking stairs.
Yes.
And I was like, oh. Didn't even faze me. I was like, Dan, it's here.
Also,
it's here.
And wild that that trailer ends in a PS5 ad.
Right?
With the dual senses. Like
synergy, Kyle.
Going all in.
So here's the thing, bonus PlayStation topic that I may use next week, depending on if we have news or not. The synergy we're seeing from Sony is pretty fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like their movies division's talking with the games division. Games division talking about their, the entertainment stuff they're doing, right? Like Spider-Man and all that jazz. Like they're all kind of talking with each other. Even, I believe, the music from Spider-Man, that was Miles Morales. I believe some of that was with like Sony Music. Like the synergy that we're seeing that company actually finally start doing is really interesting. I've seen some people like be afraid of the synergy that we're seeing from like, the movie side getting too much influence from PlayStation. Like, do we really want to see movies under PlayStation now? It's like, dude, whatever it's going to promote them, they're going to do. And that kind of excites me Because, like, that's what we've seen from companies that do it well, like Apple. You know, the synergy that they have, not in just their software, but their hardware is something to admire. Same with Xbox. Xbox. With Microsoft. Like, you're seeing a whole lot of synergy happen there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another really quick tweet from Hideo.
Oh, God.
Nothing crazy.
Okay.
But he says, actually, the name Director's Cut is not my original intention. After the DS was released, or after Death Stranding was released, we examined user behavior data and questionnaires and improved it so that more people can have more freedom in delivery and adventure, and so that users can connect with each other.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Hideo.
Thanks. What would you have called it, Hideo?
He would have just called it his name. What do I need to take out of my life?
Yeah, back to Jose.
Sugary treats.
Yeah.
Like a good sugary treat. You know what's my vice? Donuts. Love a good donut.
Oh, yeah.
Love a good pastry. My like, oh my goodness. Can't get enough. Ice cream? Love ice cream. I'll even take an Italian ice. My thing is, I love dessert. And that is my crippling vice. I took out soda. Soda was easy. I JFK'd that thing immediately. I didn't need it. Bam, took it out. Magic bullet. Didn't need it in my life.
It's honestly hard for me to have a non-zero sugar soda.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm like full zero sugar.
I'm full seltzer. I have not turned back. I was like, you know what? This is good enough. This is what I'm kind of searching for. And now we have black cherry seltzer. We have, what is it? What's the other one that I really love? We have watermelon. I love watermelon. Such a slut for watermelon. Strawberry Waterloo seltzer from Trader Joe's. You cats are the real ones out there. I want y'all to take notice of that. So, yeah, that's what I need to take out. Sugary treats. The one thing that I need in my life is also, Kyle, I think I need to be more social. I miss talking to people in the flesh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that feeling because, like, it's the COVID thing. So, like, you know, you're still secluded. You're doing your best. I feel like we're all coming to the point where, like, we're just getting fed up, right? And I miss talking to people. Like I don't have the social anxiety that you have. I have it in a different way. Like the idea scares me, but when I'm doing that activity, like presenting scares the shit out of me, but then I'm there and I'm fucking crushing it. And then I'm like, why was I always scared then?
Oh yeah. That happened when I'm in the middle of it or like about to do it. Once I open my mouth, that kind of washes away.
Yeah.
It's the lead up. That's always the worst.
I've never been, it's very seldom I've ever been too nervous to talk to the opposite sex. I'm always put my best foot forward, swinging for the fences. And God knows sometimes I hit a home run. And most of the time, it's a goddamn foul ball. But I try it. That's the point.
So that's the thing that I struggle with. There are so many amazing women I see on Twitter of like, man, I would love to just, you know, talk to them, whatever. But like, I don't want to be that creepy guy that's sliding in DMs like, hey, you're super cute.
My wife.
Yeah. My wife. I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah, just make it natural.
Yeah, I try, but natural and me don't go together all that.
Don't.
Hey, you're pretty. Talk to me.
You know, don't do what I said about Phil. You smell like lavender, lilac, and gooseberries. Don't say that. You know, and then you'll be fine.
Our kids will be beautiful and smart.
You agree? Yeah.
I bought you a house.
Okay. Yeah, I've done that too. I think with me, I was just like, oh, I'm not really ready for a relationship. I want to make sure I'm on the right path financially. I want to have some self-worth. And it's kind of like, hey, I just got to get over it. Nobody's perfect. Now that I have the job, I'm like, okay. And I have the pathway of getting mostly out of debt or private loan debt by January. That's golden. I was also thinking about this the other day when it comes to Patreon. I felt absolutely lucky we are because, we were able to afford the RSS feed. We were able to afford Zencaster, which helps us record. It helps me take out editing time as well. And it's all fan funded. I don't have to sell you a shaver or shaving cream to do that. And I take a lot of pride in that, you know, because with that, I've been able to focus my own funds on, yeah, getting myself out of debt. And it's awesome. You know, that said, Kyle, that's almost the show. I do want to mention one thing talking about Patreon and stuff. Yeah. Did you see the new Elgato camera?
The face cam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really fucking, that's a good camera. Do you, yeah. Would you consider that?
I don't think it's better than the one I have.
Oh, is it not better? Because I saw, I think Paris Lily used it. I was like, holy shit, that's pretty much my camera right here.
I can look it up, but I'm the one that I have is a...
Is it better?
The Logitech Brio. It's 4K.
Okay.
I was going to say, my laugh only, again. I believe face cam's only 1080p.
Yeah, but like if it's the better like megapixels in it, that's what I care about. Oh, the clarity. I'll do some research on it.
Yeah.
I'll do some research on it. Because that mic you have is fantastic and it's practically as good as mine. I'm like, this is kind of bullshit.
And my lights, you can actually see me and I'm clear.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very sweaty right now, so it doesn't look great.
Ladies or gentlemen, whatever. That's been...
Whatever.
It's been the trophy room. The state of the room. Yes. Also, before we leave the room, I do want to say Gravity Rush, we're recording that this week. Next week, hopefully, we'll get some Hades talk in there.
Absolutely.
Because I'm dying to talk about Hades with you, Kyle. And even if we want to set it like it's like you're asking me questions, because I know your carpal tunnel is kicking in pretty bad and that game's pretty intense, but like even if it's just you asking me questions or something, let's do it, because I'm really psyched.
We'll figure it out.
Next month, I'm pretty sure, I think Deathloop is just, that's the game we're going to be covering. Kena, since it's late September, I think doing it in October would make more sense, right?
Is it late September?
Yeah, I think it's September 24th.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm so pumped. The voice actor got back to me on Twitter. I said, I like how you say fuck. And he's like, thank you.
I'm sorry. Wait, disagree. Hold on. Which one?
The guy that voices Colt.
Oh, that was the thing that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I said, Samuel Jackson takes a cake for saying motherfucker, but Colt is a close second. And he's just like, yeah, my mother would disagree or something along
those lines. That's awesome. So we're September 21st.
So yeah, September 21st. So we could do that. We could have that out in October for folks.
Yeah.
And then what's coming out in October that we could talk about in November? These are all ideas.
Yeah, we can workshop.
All right, everybody. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. We appreciate you. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you.